Previously on the Vampire Diaries.
You must be Elena.
How do we look exactly alike?
You're a Petrova doppelganger. You're the key to breaking the curse.
The Sun and the Moon curse?
Class is the real deal.
From the first generation of vampires.
The oldest vampire in the history of time is coming after me.
Elijah.
One of the originals. It's a legend.
So that's it. As long as we keep the dagger in there, then he stays dead.
Elijah had no weapon to kill Klaus,
but he believed that if a witch could channel enough power, they wouldn't need one.
Like the power you get from a spot marked with 100 dead witches.
It says if you use too much of your powers at once, it'll kill you. How much would it take to kill an original?
All of it. I'm a vampire.
I don't want to know this.
Tell me what I can do.
I drank that vervain stuff, and then I asked her to take it away.
I want you to tell me everything she said.
I found my way to someone in his trusted circle, one of Klaus's witches. He's all yours.
I have Catherine and the Moonstone. Klaus has everything he needs for now.
Lurk.
Catherine, I have missed you.
Klaus.
Klaus as Ulrich is going through clothes closet.
Oh, who is this guy? Safari Sam? Okay, bad or badder?
The dark colors suit you better.
Oh, thank you, honey. Okay, pop quiz. The dagger and white ash are in the Salvatore's possession, correct?
The dagger was used to kill Elijah. You'll find him in the basement of the Salvatore house.
Okay, that dagger needs to stay exactly where it is. The last thing I need to do is resurrect Elijah. Oh, that guy's a buzzkill.
And don't forget you're on the house with your girlfriend, Jenna.
Right. Elena's aunt for all the lies about Isabel. What else?
That's it.
Katerina flinches when he touches her.
So jumpy.
Please, just kill me. I've told you everything that I know.
You see, I believe that you believe that. But what would you not know? What could they be keeping from you? Anything? Tell me.
They were trying to see if Bonnie could find a way to kill an original without a dagger.
Bonnie, the best friend.
She nods.
I thought you said she didn't have her powers anymore.
She doesn't. Or didn't. I don't know. You kidnapped me, remember? I'm kind of out of the loop.
Well, we'll have to get to the bottom of that.
Please just kill me, Klaus, and be done with it.
I show you kindness. I've searched for you for over 500 years. Your death is going to last at least half that long.
He stares at her. She looks scared. He takes a knife from his pocket.
I want you to take this knife and stab yourself.
She looks at him wide-eyed. He holds out the knife with a smile. She stabs her leg.
Now take it out. Now while I'm gone, I want you to do that over and over and over again. And if you get bored, switch legs.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna go lay eyes on my precious doppelganger.
He leans over and kisses her forehead.
Oh, don't look so glum, Katerina. The fun is just beginning.
Again.
He makes for the door. The Vampire Diaries.
Please sign here and here.
Okay, so this place is all yours? They just gave it to you? For now. As sole owner, I'm the only one who can invite a certain type of person in here, if you know what I mean. Your own personal safe house. That's the idea. Wouldn't want to clean it.
Bunny scans the house. Damon and Stefan.
You really think Bonnie can take on Klaus?
She said she could channel enough witch's power to kill him. Elijah thought that would work, and he was an original, so.
We just need to find him.
Yeah.
Can she do one of those witch tracking spells?
Nope. Not without something that belongs to Klaus. Believe me, I already asked.
They sit down to think. Damon turns to his younger brother.
Do you think he killed her?
Catherine? Probably.
It's not like she'd have it coming.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Henry.
The man leaves and the boys wait outside.
I'm sorry. I completely forgot. Stefan, would you like to come inside my house?
I would love to. Thank you.
What are we, 12?
One of us is. If I let you in, do you promise to obey the owner of this house?
No.
Seriously, Damon, my way, you promised. I call the shots. No lies, no secret agendas, remember?
Yes, Alina. Sure.
And please come in.
Pretty dark-haired Elena smiles.
Shut up.
Damon sweeps past Stefan to Bonnie.
Thanks, yep.
Wait, where are you going?
To school.
Huh?
No. We didn't create a safe house for you to leave it.
Yeah, guys, Klaus is out there. We know that.
Right. But where? No one knows. Look, I really appreciate what you guys are doing. And I'll be able to sleep at night knowing that I'll be safe here, but I'm not going to be a prisoner.
Dark-haired Stefan raises his eyebrows and turns to his brother.
Your way, Elena.
Don't worry, I'm ready. If he shows his face, I can take him. I know how. The way I see it, next to Bonnie is the safest place that I can be. Come on.
Elena and Bonnie head for the door. Stefan frowns at Damon and turns to the girls.
Wait, I'm coming.
They leave the house. Damon looks unconcerned. Sheriff Liz Forbes opens the door to Matt.
Caroline left early for school.
I know. I came to see you. I don't know what to do. What to say, how to act around her.
You can't let on that you know.
She wants me to take her to the dance. What am I supposed to do?
Take her to the dance.
I'll never get away with this. She knows me too well. She'll figure it out.
Oh, damn it, Matt. Just do it. She's my daughter. She's my baby. I need some time.
I know, but...
Look, if what Caroline told you is true, she's not the only one. The Salvatores are vampires. The Gilbert family is in on it. Tyler Lockwood is God knows what.
Werewolf.
There's no one in this town I can trust. I just need to take a beat and figure out what to do.
But I'll never fool her.
Yes, you will. As far as she knows, you don't remember anything. Buy me some time. Please, Matt.
Elena's classmates settle down. She holds up a poster to Stefan. It reads 60s Decade Dance Tonight. He shakes his head. She turns and shows it to Bonnie, who smiles and nods enthusiastically. Klaus enters as Ulrich.
Hello, class. What are we learning today?
With the Decade Dance Tonight, we've been covering the 60s all week.
Right. The 60s.
Elena's hanging her jacket on her chair. Klaus spots her and seems transfixed. Her classmates notice. He turns back to the blackboard.
The 60s. I wish there was something good I could say about the 60s, but... Actually, they kind of sucked. Except for the Beatles, of course. They made it bearable. What else was there? Cuban Missile thing, we walked on the moon. That was Watergate.
Watergate was the 70s, Rick.
The others look at her.
I mean, Mr. Saltzman.
Right. All kind of mushes together up here. 60s, 70s. Thank you. Oh, yeah.
She looks unnerved. Outside in the sun, students are painting 60s-style posters. Blonde Caroline comes out.
Hey, Dana.
Hey.
Can you take care of these?
Sure.
Caroline spots Matt and goes over to him.
Hi.
He kisses her.
What was that for?
Just practicing for tonight. So, I found a suit. She just wanted me to be JFK to marry.
Perfect.
Jeremy and Bonnie.
Do you tell Elena what it's going to take for you to do that class spell?
No, and you're not either.
But she's got to know you can't do it.
We don't know I can't. Have a little faith in me.
That's not fair. You can't harness the power of 100 dead witches. It'll kill you.
We don't know that for certain. You promised to keep my secret. I'm trusting you. I'm going through with this, and if you tell anyone, I swear...
What? What are you going to do?
Elena joins them.
Hey, dear. How you doing? Are you okay? At the house alone with John.
It's not ideal.
You haven't heard from Jenna, have you?
Looks like she's staying on campus like I'm
Wait for class.
Elena watches her younger brother walk off. She sits with Bonnie.
What's going on?
I told him he had to dress up tonight and he got all uptight.
Dana comes over.
Hey, Elena, there you are. Okay, this is going to sound freaky, but this totally hot guy just asked me to ask you if you're going to the dance tonight.
Tell him she has a boyfriend.
You could at least meet him. He'll be at the dance tonight. Look for him. His name is Klaus.
Elena's smile fades.
I'm sorry. What did you just say?
His name's Klaus. I know the name's stupid, but I swear he's hot.
Where is he? Is he here?
I don't know.
She's been compelled.
But he wants to know if you'll save him the last dance. How cute is that?
Damon.
So we go to the dance and find him.
Really? How are we going to do that? We don't even know what he looks like.
Something tells me he's not going to be 16 and pimply.
He could be anywhere at any time. He compelled somebody at school. Guess it's not as safe as you guys thought, huh?
There you are.
Klaus walks in as Rick.
Sorry, I'm late.
Hey, I need you to put me down as a chaperone at the dance tonight.
Klaus made his first move.
Okay, so we find him and then what, What's our plan of attack? Me. I'm the plan. He has no idea how much power I can channel. If you can find him, I can kill him.
That's not gonna be that easy. I mean, he is the biggest, baddest vampire around.
Lark has a point. I mean, what if he...
Bonnie holds up a hand and Damon flies across the room. Stefan.
Well, I was impressed.
It doesn't matter if he's an original. I can take down anyone who comes at me. I can kill him, Elena. I know I can.
Klaus shuffles uneasily.
Ah, you're right.
This witch is all juiced up and aiming to kill.
That's terrible.
We're gonna have to kill her, Maddox. Now, do you think this Solaric guy has anything vintage?
Klaus opens a drawer of shirts and tops, then lifts the false base of the drawer.
Crossbows, wooden bullets, and automatics?
He takes out a crossbow and turns to Katerina.
Who is this guy again?
He's a local vampire hunter.
Well, that explains the clothing.
All I could find, guy likes his bourbon.
I knew there was something about him I liked.
Maddox gives Klaus a drink.
There's a high school dance, and I'm gonna need you to take out Witch Bitch.
If she has that much power, she can sense me coming from a mile away. I won't be able to get near her. You have to do it.
In this body, I'm a haggard history teacher. She can easily hurt me. I mean, not me, Klaus, me, but you know what I mean.
No witch could handle channeling that much power. It'll kill her. It would kill me. You just have to make her use it.
You mean like provoking her to death?
It won't take long. Just keep attacking her until it kills her. His body, Alaric's, will last longer than hers will.
How? He's human.
I can help in that department. I can do a spell to protect you.
Klaus seems to think. At home, Caroline's in a 60s-style pink suit with a short skirt, black hat, and pearls. Her mum arrives.
There you are. You almost missed me. How do I look?
Jackie O?
Dad.
You look good.
Thanks. Is everything okay?
Just some work stress.
Well, you work too much.
Matt knocks on the door. Caroline opens it.
Mr. President.
Hey.
Hi.
He stops her kiss.
Sheriff.
Sorry.
Have fun.
We will.
Bye.
Your relatives were such pack rats. Okay. What do you think? Twiggy? Or sexy hippie?
Ooh.
Elena shows Stefan two dresses.
You know, it's not too late to back out, right?
And what? Is that all fun?
He walks over to her. She turns to him and he strokes her cheek. She looks upset.
All this time spent worrying about Klaus, I think I convinced myself that he's not real. but he is.
And tonight, we will put an end to him.
He smiles at her and she kisses him.
I love you.
I want you to tell me that when the night's over.
Damon walks in as they're getting smoochy.
Anytime tonight.
At the dance, the floor is packed. Klaus arrives as Rick and makes his way between the dancers. He stops and looks around with a smile. He dances his way across the floor. Dana's dancing with someone.
Nice outfit, Mr. Saltzman. Totally far out.
Thank you, Dana. Thank you. Now, who is your date?
It's Chad, Mr. Saltzman, from third period.
Chad, of course. How would you and your friends like to earn a little extra credit?
Dark-haired Chad nods and smiles. Jeremy's outside with Bonnie.
Wait.
He takes off his ring.
I want you to have this.
If you're asking me to go steady, I think that was the 50s.
No, I'm serious, Bonnie.
The ring won't work on me, Jeremy.
But it was made by a witch.
To protect from the supernatural, not for someone who is.
But I have to do something. I can't just let you get yourself killed.
Just because a bunch of dead witches gave me a warning doesn't mean I'm gonna die.
So you're saying there's a 50-50 shot you won't? I'm sorry, but you know I don't have the best luck in the girlfriend department.
Hey, listen, I can't explain it, but I can feel them. I'm empowered, Jeremy. I can do this. I know I can. I'm strong enough.
He looks upset. She puts her arms around him and holds him tight. Over his shoulder.
Damon.
Evening.
Damon smiles knowingly and strolls away. Elena and Stefan walk up.
Hey, you two. Oh, you look nice. You too.
You guys ready to do this?
Bonnie nods. Back inside. Dana's on stage and takes the mic.
Thanks for being here, everybody.
Stefan, Damon, Elena, Bonnie and Jeremy walk in. They walk through the crowd.
We have a special shout-out tonight. This is for Elena. From Klaus.
Elena frowns. Klaus smiles to himself in the dimmed light. Stefan scans the crowd. Elena looks anxious.
That was a lame, cheap shot. She's trying to bait us.
I know everyone here.
Maybe he's not here. He just wants us to believe that he is.
It's a party, people. Blend. Let him come to us.
Good idea.
No, I really don't feel like dancing.
Too bad.
Damon.
There's Rick. I'll be back.
Stefan holds out his hand.
Well?
She agrees to dance. Klaus to Damon.
Special dedication, huh? This guy's a little twisted.
I'm not impressed.
No?
Let me know if you see anything out of whack.
Klaus watches Damon walk away. Jeremy and Bonnie are dancing. Stefan twirls Elena. Elena looks over his shoulder.
Caroline's here. They don't know what's going on. We have to tell her.
I'm on it.
Stefan nods to Damon. Elena spins and ends up in Damon's arms.
How you doing?
Freaking out a bit. You?
Cool as cucumbers. Come on, remember the last decade dance? The vampires were all, ah, and you were all, ah.
Right, and we won.
Yes.
We did.
You could have this.
I've got moves you've never seen.
Caroline to Matt.
Dance with me.
I'm a really bad dancer.
I know better than that.
She drags him to the dance floor. He gazes into her eyes.
What?
You look really pretty tonight.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, man, what's up?
Hey,
do you mind if I steal your date for a moment?
No, I don't know. I'll get us something to drink.
Thanks. Hey.
What's wrong?
Klaus is here.
What?
Yeah.
Where?
We have no idea. You keep your eye out for anything that might look weird, okay?
Caroline agrees and dances with Stefan. Damon to Bonnie.
Ma'am?
Jeremy goes.
You heard Jeremy and me talking, didn't you?
Is it true?
Yes.
The part about you having a 50-50 shot of surviving? Is that true?
He was upset. I didn't want him to worry.
So you lay it all out on the line for Lena, no matter what?
No matter what.
Good.
You can't tell her.
Secret's safe with me, but I mean, with all that power, is there no way to increase your odds?
Careful, Damon. I might start to think you actually care.
We wouldn't want that.
He spins her around. Elena and Jeremy are watching them.
What are they up to?
Who knows?
Is there something going on, Jer? Are you okay?
Fine. I'm fine.
He walks away. Stefan comes over to her.
Hey. Everything all right?
I'm not sure.
Jeremy's out in the gloomy, deserted corridor. Stefan comes up.
Jeremy. What are you doing? Lena thinks we should stick together.
Yeah, I'm fine. I've got my ring.
Stefan observes him. He looks miserable.
Bonnie.
What is it? Hey, you got something on your mind, spit it out.
If Bonnie takes on Klaus, channeling all that energy is gonna kill her.
What?
She doesn't want Elena to know, because if Elena knows, she's gonna try to stop her. And it's Elena that could turn up dead, so... What am I supposed to do?
Stefan looks shocked and stares at Jeremy. Back in the hall. Damon's still dancing. Bonnie's watching from the side. Elena comes up.
I need to talk to you.
Stefan goes up to Damon.
Come here. Please tell me you didn't know that Bonnie was on a suicide mission.
Oh, great. Jeremy told you, and of course you told Elena.
Yeah, I told her. You promised her no more secrets.
I changed my mind.
How could you not tell me? Because I knew how you'd react.
No. No way. It's not an option.
It's our only option.
Then we'll find another way, okay? Bonnie, you're not dying to save my life.
I have the power to save you. If I don't use it and something happens, that would kill me more.
I can't let you.
Just answer one question. If the situation was reversed, would you do it for me?
Elena gazes at Bonnie. She seems unsure of what to say.
So you know why I have to. No. No.
Jeremy's walking through the corridor. Chad slowly approaches, then more guys appear. They block Jeremy's path.
What's going on, guys?
You okay, Gilbert? You don't look so good.
Dude, seriously, wrong day, wrong guy.
Chad's friends grab Jeremy while Chad swings at him. They pummel him to the floor, kicking and punching.
Hey, idiot!
Stefan and Damon. One guy fires a crossbow and hits Damon in the shoulder.
Let me guess.
Klaus, says I.
No, 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 no. Don't kill him. He's compelled.
So?
So, the whole thing's a distraction. Go find Bonnie and Elena. I got this. Go.
Damon flings the guy and runs off.
Elena.
What is it?
Here's Jeremy.
What? What?
Yeah, Klaus has Jeremy. Come on.
Outside, Klaus opens a door and the girls go in. He follows and shuts the door behind him.
Okay, so where are you taking us?
Just a little further.
Wait. Something's not right. Where's Jeremy?
I just had to get away from that dance. 60s, ugh. Not my decade. I mean, whose call was that anyway? I much prefer the 20s. You know, the style, the parties, the jazz.
Alaric. Are you in Vervain?
Now, why would you ask me that question, Elena?
They're in a deserted school corridor. The girls watch him with suspicion.
He's being compelled.
Oh, try again.
What's going on?
Okay, I'll give you a hint. I am not Alaric.
Elena frowns as he gets closer.
Klaus.
Surprise.
No, it's not possible.
Just relax, Elena. I'm not here to hurt you. You're not on my hit list tonight. But you are.
Bonnie holds out a hand and he's flung against a locker.
Now, did I mention that I know a witch? You're gonna have to hit me a lot harder than that.
He's hurled on a glass cabinet.
By all means, fire away. If you kill this body, let's just get a new one. Maybe Jeremy.
Go. Run. Run!
They run to another corridor where Damon joins them.
What happened?
Klaus is in Alaric's body.
What?
Like he's possessing it or something.
We'll find Stefan. Now.
Okay.
Now.
Elena runs.
Can you kill him?
He's got some kind of protection spell on him.
You have the power of 100 witches. Break it.
I'm trying. If I kill Alaric, he'll just possess someone else. He knows I have my power, Damon. He's trying to kill me.
No. Klaus does not get to win tonight. No way. You're still willing to do whatever it takes to kill him?
She looks determined and nods her head. Elena's back in the dance hall. Caroline spots her hurrying through the crowd.
Hey, are you okay? Yeah. I'm looking for Stefan. Seriously, what's wrong? Just stay with Matt, okay?
Elena spots Stefan, Matt to Caroline.
What was that about?
Just same old drama.
Bonnie's walking down a corridor alone. She passes a bank of lockers. She approaches the glass-fronted cabinet that smashed when she flung Klaus at it. She enters a classroom where he's waiting with a knife.
What took you so long? Now, do you want to do this the easy way or the hard way?
The knife stabs his hand.
The hard way. Got it.
She shoots out her hand.
You kill your favorite history teacher.
That's what Alaric would want. He'd want you to suffer first.
Look at you. Is that all you got?
Let's find out.
Damon to Elena and Stefan.
There you are.
What are you doing? Where's Bonnie?
She's doing what she has to do.
What?
Where's she?
Stefan, let her do this.
Damn it, Damon, where is she?
Bonnie flings her hand out, lights flicker, and Klaus falls to the floor. Notices are blown from message boards and a gust of wind, and Klaus staggers to his feet. He tries to crawl to her. She lashes out again and he falls. Elena and Stefan are looking for Bonnie.
Bonnie, no!
She turns and sees them and the door shut, leaving them in the hallway. Bonnie's nose is bleeding. Lights shatter and Klaus is sprawled on the floor. Stefan tries to smash the door open. Sparks are flying and the drinks machine blows. Elena beats on the glass door. Bonnie gazes at her, blood trickling from her nose. Bonnie and Klaus confront each other in a shower of white gold sparks. Bonnie crashes to the floor. Everything goes dark and Elena and Stefan run in.
Bonnie, hey. Stefan, she's not breathing. Stefan, I can't find a pulse. Stefan, do something, please. Stefan, please, just give her blood. Do something, please.
It's too late. I'm sorry.
No, Bonnie, please, no. No.
Stefan, get Elena out of here. I'll deal with the body.
What do you mean, deal with it?
The sheriff can't know about this. Last thing we need is another mysterious
death. This is Bonnie!
Damon strides in.
Get her home. Now.
So I can clean this up.
Hey.
No. Jeremy. Oh, my God. Jeremy. What about Jeremy?
I'll find him.
No!
Stefan leads her out. Damon closes Bonnie's eyes. Damon gently places Bonnie's body in the boot of his car. As he goes to the driver's door, Jeremy runs up.
Damon! Hey, I got your message. I can't find anyone. Where's Elena? Where's Bonnie?
We need to have a little talk.
At home, Elena's sitting in front of the blazing fire in the hearth. She's staring at the flames and crying. Stefan walks in and stands watching her from the doorway. Slowly, he goes up to her.
Hey. Here, drink this.
He's got a cup.
I can't.
Yeah, you can. Please, drink this.
He crouches next to her and puts her hands around the cup. She puts it to her lips but starts to sob.
This is my fault.
This was Klaus. Listen to me. Klaus did this.
Damon comes in.
What did you do with her?
Can you please calm her down?
Don't talk like I'm not standing right in front of you.
Please calm down.
You knew, didn't you? You knew that if she harnessed all that power, that she would die, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, I knew.
She slaps his face.
You need to listen to me. And prepare for what I'm about to say.
A grand temple-like building in a dark wooded area. A torch beam shines in the darkness. Inside, Bonnie's laid out on the floor with candles each side of her. Jeremy's there.
Bonnie had to die. Klaus using Alaric's body. It was a total surprise. She wasn't prepared for that. And he wasn't going to stop. And we weren't going to be able to stop him until he knew she was dead. He had to believe it.
Elena looks puzzled. In the temple, Bonnie's eyes flicker open and she starts to breathe. Jeremy's lighting a candle with his back to her. He turns and kneels next to her. He cradles her in his arms and holds her tight.
She cast a spell.
spell. Bonnie's okay.
Damon stares at Elena for a moment, then turns and walks away. Stefan follows him out into the hall.
Yeah, you could have told me.
How do I know when you're going to go blabbing things to your girlfriend?
You don't understand what you put her through?
See, that's why I didn't tell you. Because you would have never been able to do it.
Don't get me wrong, Stefan. I don't mind being the bad guy. I'll make all the life and death decisions while you're busy worrying about collateral damage. I don't even let her hate me for it. But at the end of the day, I'll be the one to keep her alive.
The brothers lock eyes, then Damon goes upstairs. Jeremy and Bonnie in the candle-filled room.
You sure it's safe here?
Yeah, I'm sure. What is that?
It is MiFi. If we're gonna be stuck here, then we might as well have internet.
You don't have to stay down here with me.
Hey, look, I'm not letting you out of my sight.
I need you to talk to Elena for me. Tell her how sorry I am for what Damon and I had to do.
Well, why don't you tell her yourself?
Bonnie!
Elena's face appears on Jeremy's laptop.
Elena! Elena, I'm so sorry! It's okay, it's okay. I just need to see for myself. There wasn't enough time for me to tell you. It's okay. Seriously, Damon explained it all.
In the Gothic house, Damon walks into his wood-paneled bedroom and spots Elena waiting for him.
Look. Klaus had to think she was dead. Your reaction had to be real.
I understand why you did what you did. Klaus was fooled, and Bonnie's alive.
Here's to duplicity.
He drinks from his glass.
Let's get one thing straight, Damon. Bonnie will not die for me. I will not let that happen.
We need to kill Klaus, Elena. Real Klaus. Who will probably be coming to pay you a visit soon now that he knows that Bonnie's dead. She's the only one who can do it.
We'll find another way.
I hope so.
Look, I shouldn't have hit you.
Apology accepted. Let me be clear about something. If it comes down to you and the witch again, I will gladly let Bonnie die. I will always choose you.
They gaze at each other in the grand, dimly lit room.
Good night, Damon.
Good night.
With a lingering look into his piercing eyes, Elena turns and walks away. He seems rooted to the spot as he watches her. She's out in the panelled hallway. She looks around, then goes down to the basement. She scans the long unlit corridor, then pulls back the bolt on a wooden door. She steps in. Klaus is lying on the floor in the middle of a gloomy, empty room, the handle of a dagger sticking out of his chest. She kneels down next to him. With an effort, she pulls out the dagger and watches. He lies still. She sits on the floor and leans back against the wall. The Vampire Diaries, ITFC audio description.